I'm working with a speaking coach, Jamia, and she has given me short assignments to write and speak about. And today is my second assignment. It's also the month of February, and in Association Chat, which is my online community, the theme is community. So today those things are coming together because my assignment is to answer the question, if I could write a letter to my younger self, what would it say? Maybe it's not a coincidence that part of what I would tell myself has to do with community. This is an assignment I've heard given to other people. I've seen it as writing prompts before, but I've avoided it because I think I already look back too much and because I think the hard-won lessons from the past have been worth it, mostly. But today I'm writing a letter to my younger self. I'm doing the assignment, so here it goes. Dear younger Kiki, you're probably sitting by yourself in the mall right now, scribbling in your notebook, watching people walk by, smoking a clove cigarette, and making notes of all of it. You're writing crappy poetry and thinking about the world and the people in it. You feel like you're trapped in circumstances you have no control over. You're filling out page after page of your notebook with observations and reflections, and occasionally hopes and dreams, though not too many because you prefer to stay fixated on all that's wrong in the world, stomping out the flowers that grow in the dirty cracks of life. Don't stomp on the flowers, Kiki. I've slipped this note into the back of your journal in a bit of time travel maneuvering so that I can tell you three things. Number one, test all assumptions. Assumptions are shortcuts to thinking. Don't take things at face value, even about yourself. Don't assume ill intent, even if some people disappoint you, really disappoint you. Start from a place of curiosity and focus more on being the kind of person you want to be. Number two, you're okay. Even if you screw up, even if you write bad poetry, even if you do things you aren't proud of, no one thing ever has to dictate who you are from that moment forward. You choose every single second and with every action, whom you want to be. Don't hold yourself back with your self-imposed typecasting. Number three, find your tribe on purpose. It's not weak, Kiki, to need people. Even if you've seen the worst, that's not all there is. Community can be there to support you when you're weak. Invest in quality friendships. Pay attention that the traits that you admire and want to cultivate in yourself are also in the people around you. Don't fear a desire to need other people, but also don't take without giving back. Find your tribe and treat them well. Well, that's it. That's my letter to my younger self. What would your letter say?